Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 54 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of music faculty from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Paul Cox and Katie Green. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Good morning, Melissa.
And Lisa Huang, who is the marketing intern for the camp. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well, coming up tonight, 7 p.m. at the Otis Theater on the Sitka Fine Arts campus is the high school session's final performances, and it has been quite a journey for them, hasn't it? Can you tell us a bit about how this session has worked and what the performances will look like tonight, Paul?
Yeah, tonight we're bringing students who've been working hard for 2 weeks. They take five classes a day, and it's Monday through Saturday, and then on Sunday we run them up mountains and make them hike in their exhaustion. And then at the end of their time here, we put them on stage to share their work. It's kind of like boot camp for the arts. Tonight we're doing jazz band and dance theater and sketch comedy and improv and Sonic Boom, which is Ed Littlefield's original course that he created. And then we have programs on Friday and Saturday as well.
Well, let's run through the programs of Friday and Saturday, and then we can go a little bit more in-depth into the students' experiences and what they've been learning and what you've been learning. So what's coming up the rest of the time?
Sure. So Friday, we've got a combination of theater, dance, and music, and it's at the PAC. There's quite a lot that's actually going to be performing on Friday, but I'll give you a couple examples. We've got juggling and advanced ballet, mime, dance composition, musical theater, Shakespeare, stage combat, advanced modern dance, acrobatics, and music from composition, sound, and technology. So that's going to be quite a packed event. And then Saturday is actually going to be a full day of performing from 1 o'clock all the way to 10 o'clock. And we'll have visual arts, writing, theater, and music from 1 to 4 o'clock. Everything will be at the Sheldon Jackson campus. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to move over to the PAC for some more music performances. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll go back to the Otis Theater for rock band and vocal hip-hop and beatboxing. Oh, yeah. It's really fun.
So each student takes five classes, and they're doing five performances. Or at least exhibits for this.
Yeah, most of our classes do have some sort of final performance or final product that the kids would just like to be able to share with the community and share with the other people on campus and things that they're pretty proud of, what they've been working on.
It's hard to keep track of all the courses.
It is.
There are many, I think.
There are 82 classes. So.
And they're chosen in response to, interest from the students, right? You're always adding?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always adding classes, and the kids get to pick their own classes, so it's whatever fits their fancy.
Well, Paul and Katie, what do you each teach?
We're looking at each other. No, I'm doing choir, and I'm doing vocal solo, and actually we're doing opera scenes, which is a new class at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp this year, so we're really excited about opera scenes.
I teach percussion and music composition as well.
So this intensive two-week session, how have you seen students change over the course?
I think they come in a little bit nervous and a little apprehensive about what to expect. And a lot of them come in not knowing anybody. So it can be a little overwhelming, but it's nice to see them sort of branch out as the days continue on. You know, the first day, everyone's sitting around like, who are these people? What's going on? And then by the end of the 2 weeks, you can hardly get them to, you know, separate from each other because they feel like a little, you know, fine arts family by the end of it. It's pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, we have students who are coming from all over the country now. And of course, our Alaska contingent and local contingent. And on the first day, sometimes you can really see evidence of homesickness. I really want to go home and be with my friends. This is so new. And we're always pushing the students to the edge of their sort of creative boundaries. Their comfort zone is definitely tested, as it is for faculty as well. And then by day two and day three, clearly they've made friends and have moved on, and it's fine. And as they get, it's a very nurturing environment with faculty and students, super nurturing. So people are always made to feel at home.
And but they just have to get over that hump. And yes, then they're just immersed in something that it seems like they're primed for it because they've chosen this experience. Mm-hmm. As opposed to Katie, you teach in a public school?
I do. I teach at a middle and a high school public school in Anchorage, Alaska.
And this is your first year at the camp.
This is my first year here, yeah. So I think one of the things that's been most exciting for me is being able to teach kiddos that really want to be there and just want to know everything. And I think that's why the 2 weeks is so intense, is because we want to share with them as much as possible, and they're just completely willing, and they just want more and more and more and more. So it's a lot of fun for a teacher to be able to have kiddos that want to know about what you love and want to share in that love with you.
So do you find it invigorating then? Does it give you something that maybe teaching during the rest of the year doesn't?
A little bit, yeah. Part of being able to put a performance together in 2 weeks alone is fairly difficult, because you want it to be good, but it is about the process. It's about teaching these kids from day one and seeing what they can come up with by day 14 or day 13, however you want to think about it. But it's a lot of fun. It's fun to teach these kids.
And Paul, you've been coming back. Something keeps you coming back.
My mama. And I really love teaching these kids too. So I was a camper in the 80s. Somewhere in there, I think early 80s. Yeah, and and Roger and I grew up together, and it's great to come back and work in his program. So yeah, I started coming back in 2001, and then regularly about 3 years ago. So it's a blast.
So do you each have students performing tonight?
You know, actually, I don't. My big night is actually going to be on Saturday, but I think, are you tomorrow?
Saturday.
Most
students, but my son is performing tonight. My son is a camper. Yeah.
So that is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will videotape it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your student performances that are going to be happening this weekend?
Sure. So Saturday, during the day, you're going to hear the vocal solos. And they've all been learning different pieces, and they're just going to share those pieces with the audience. And then we'll have the choir performing. They're working on three songs right now. So we're going to present that. And then the Opera Scenes is going to present a scene with all of the kids in the class from Pirates of Penzance. So we're really excited about all three of those.
And I've been working with the concert band, and on Saturday we're doing this mega percussion feature in the concert band called The Foundry by James Mackey, which is, we invented instruments for this piece, including garbage cans filled with chains, cymbals on top to sort of emulate what the composer wants. It's a giant pile of resonant metal. So the kids have been very creative in creating this instrument, and you know, just, it's just going to rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to close out the whole thing.
There we
go. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Paul, your eyes are lighting up.
Piles of metal.
In a way that...
the things that excite us.
Do you get to be a music kid all over again?
Yeah.
When you're here?
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I talk to my students when I'm here, I mean, I remember learning certain rhythms here and learning to expand as a percussionist and a composer while I was here. I definitely have these memories from way back. Yeah. It's definitely expanded, though, beyond my wildest imagination, really, mm-hmm. since 2001, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many students do we have now?
We have around 230 students this session, so.
230 students. And how many classes again?
82 classes.
82. Do students have a hard time choosing sometimes? Or are there kids who are really focused and they know exactly what they want to do?
Yeah, it ranges from kids who take all music classes to kids who take visual arts and music and drama.
Mm-hmm.
And by drama, I mean theater. So it depends. There are also some classes that are just more popular than others, so it's hard to get into certain classes. I think this session it was stage combat and swashbuckling.
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 That was. Class in swashbuckling. I love it. Here's
it's
your
first
sword.
Year for that.
It's too funny.
Go out and conquer. The ocean is there. Grab it.
And it sounds like these kids are ready to go out and conquer.
They're
just
are.
Ready. Yeah. Well, this is the culmination of the regular camp as well, but there's something else coming up?
Yeah, we've got the musical theater camp coming up right after this, so that'll start on Monday, and I believe it's about 30 kids, and they're going to be performing Children of Eden. They'll have 2 weeks to put a massive musical theater show together, and they'll be able to present that to the community in about 2 weeks now, so that'll keep on going.
And TEDx Sitka is back, too. TEDx Sitka's on the evening of July 20th, so That's
well, cool. There's a lot going on. Really quickly, can we recap the performances tonight and this weekend that people will be able to see?
So tonight, we're at 7 o'clock at the Otis Theater on the Fine Arts campus. And we'll have jazz band, dance theater, sketch comedy, improv, and sonic boom Friday.
Friday, we will have juggling, advanced ballet, mime, dance composition, musical theater, Shakespeare, stage combat, and swashbuckling, advanced modern dance, acrobatics, music from composition, sound, and technology. And that will be at the PAC at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday?
Saturday, we're having an exhibition at SJ Campus, well, Sitka Fine Arts Campus, all day from 1 to 4. Seems like all day. And then we'll also have small chamber music performances going on as well on campus. At the evening, we move to the Sitka Performing Arts Center, which I guess we call PAC now. I like that. It's okay.
I'm bringing my Anchorage-ness in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're having, there's going to be a brass ensemble, jazz band, clown theater, which they always do these wonderful interludes in between musical performances while we're setting up. Opera scenes, choir, chamber orchestra, and then concert band. And then at night we move to
the Otis Theater for a rock band performance and vocal hip hop and beatboxing.
Joe Montagna's group.
Yeah. Exactly, Joe Montagna's.
Well, and is this all available on your website for folks to take a look at?
Yes, it's available on our website, on our Twitter, which is Sitka FAC, and also on our Facebook page, which is Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Okay. Well, you know, we are going to try something before we leave, and that is a Raven ID. So, well, guys, want to take it away? Let's give it a try. Okay, so Katie, why don't you start with a caca?
Okay.
Then Paul?
Caca!
This is Raven Radio, Sitka's public radio station.
Caca!
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Should I do the one with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp?
Let's do that. This is Sitka Fine Arts Camp. You're listening to Raven Radio. KCAW Sitka is the official. Okay, ready?
This is Sitka Fine Arts Camp on Raven Radio, Sitka.
Ka-ka!
All right. Thank you very, very much,
folks. I like
folks.
That. It's got real grain of voice.
It's the KC. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like ka-ka.
All righty. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We do
Thank
have
you very
to
much.
Go.
Thanks, Melissa.
And we've been speaking with Paul Cox and Katie Green, music faculty from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Lisa Huang, the marketing intern.